Today is the day the Federal Reserve staff tries to pull off what the bosses ordered. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Today's special coverage of the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision. The S&P 500 went up 1.5% yesterday after the Federal Reserve said it would only gradually raise interest rates again after its initial 0.25% to 0.5% push. But in early trading today, markets were quite mixed, with the S&P 500 quite flat and the Dow was down in early trading. Within minutes of the announcement of higher rates yesterday, some retail banks moved up their prime lending rates, the interest they charge on a range of consumer and business loans. But we're still waiting for higher rates on savings accounts or certificates of deposit. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Mesirow Financial.
You're going to be waiting for quite a while. Remember, when you put in a savings account into a bank, it's a liability to them. And right now, they're awash in that money. And they don't have any desire to make it more attractive for you to put money in the savings accounts, because they have to keep capital against that. For them, it's what they owe you. They don't want to owe you any more. Right now, they have too much.
Banks essentially saying, we don't need your wretched money. But, you know, some people like to save their money in a simple place that's relatively secure. And they're going to have to put up with these low rates for a while longer then.
It looks like it. And, you know, frankly, the banks have said, well, when the market moves, we'll respond. Well, there's a lot of money. And in fact, at times, we've seen even some banks, when they got huge flows of money into them, the banks actually turn the rates negative in some cases. They were penalizing you to hold it in their bank. So there are some banks who did that, not most banks, but some, and certainly not to most consumers, to big companies. That said, that's how much they don't really want to hold this cash.
You remember when banks would offer you a toaster if you opened up an account? I guess there are not going to be any toasters in our future.
I actually know people who would open up accounts just to furnish their kitchens.
Courtesy of the local bank, then we're days. Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial, thank you. Now to the financial engineering work necessary today to actually keep those rates in their intended new range at a time the financial system is so awash with money. The Fed surprised people yesterday by radically raising the amount of Treasury bonds it can use to accomplish this. $2 trillion is the enormous number. Let's turn now to Peter Fisher, who in the 1990s managed the interest rate machine at the New York Fed, which carries out the orders from Washington. He's now senior director at the BlackRock Investment Institute and a senior fellow with the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. And I wanted him to give us a sense of how this used to work and how it works now.
Before the financial crisis, the Fed was always leaving the banking system a little short. That is, just not enough money to clear all the transactions. And what the Fed would do to make sure they had just enough money would be to borrow securities from the security dealers in New York and lend them money for a short term. And since the banking system was always short, the Fed was able to keep the overnight interest rate in around the corridor it wanted, where the committee was directing.
So we're not short anymore. The system is awash in capital. So what do they do now?
The Fed has to drain them out. They're paying interest on the money banks leave with them. So now they can pay banks for having deposits with the Fed. No one will want to lend money any lower than that rate if you can lend it to the Fed and get 50 basis points for it. But now there's all this money sloshing around the money market fund, and it might trade below where the Fed wants it to. So the Fed now is doing the opposite of what it was doing before the crisis. It's lending them securities and taking in money. And it will do that at a 25 basis point rate. Your money market fund is going to be lending the Fed money and taking securities from the Fed on a short-term basis. And that way the Fed's going to be draining money out of the banking system and the non-banking system, thereby hoping to put a floor on interest rates between 25 and 50 basis points.
So the Fed says, I'll give you some treasuries if you give me, the Fed, some money. Why would I give you money, Mr. and Mrs. Fed? Because you pay a now higher interest rate.
I'm going to give you more than you may be able to get elsewhere.
Now, Mr. Fisher, you used to do this for a living. You think it's going to work today?
Let's be careful. Work how. What is a big deal is whether the Fed is going to get the entire yield curve to respond the way they used to. With negative interest rates in Europe, going to pull down the long end of our yield curve. They're going to have trouble influencing the shape of the yield curve, but it's not going to be because they are having a hard time with the mechanics at the short end.
Peter Fisher is senior director at the BlackRock Investment Institute and a senior fellow at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business. Mr. Fisher, thank you.
Thank you.
In other news, remember that young and unrepentant CEO who touched off a firestorm and accusations of greed by getting rights to a drug for toxoplasmosis and increasing the price from $14 to $750 a pill? Well, Martin Shkreli was arrested today in Manhattan on unrelated securities fraud charges, taking company stock to pay off debts, allegedly. Shkreli's lawyer was also arrested today. Marketplace Morning Report is listener-supported. To help keep our coverage relevant and hopefully compelling, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift, in any amount really, counts twice thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. So the metaphor at the start of this new financial era we're supposedly in, interest rate liftoff. We asked some non-economists for the connotations that come with this phrase, liftoff.
It's not a conclusion. It's not a beginning. It's just like exuberant travel. I keep thinking of my daughter holding a balloon and the balloon just like flying along in the sky, you know, and her watching it go, although she would never be happy about that, as most consumers won't be happy about this.
What's the beginning? If you watch the shuttle, for example, you see smoke coming out and fire and flame, and pretty soon it starts to go. You hope it works. It's very dramatic, but very quiet, I can tell you.
You have this one thing, you put a little bit of thrust and energy behind it, but then it's kind of carried on by the weight of its own momentum, taking something that you used to have complete control over when you created it and putting it out into a life of its own where you no longer have the same kind of control that you used to.
Liftoff makes me feel that things are going to go higher, better, faster. They could call it detox. I think people understand that sometimes it's tough to go through, but ultimately it's good.
That was advertising creative director John Matejczyk, design strategist Sruthi Sadujan, retired rocket scientist Fred Kulik, and journalist and poet Alyssa Quart on this notion of liftoff dominating the business news now. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.